Some good news out of Afghanistan this morning. The two presidential candidates have agreed to settle their dispute over last month's runoff election. Candidate Abdullah Abdullah charged the vote was rigged for opponent Ashraf Ghani and said he would not accept the results. But as NPR Sean Carberry reports, Secretary of State John Kerry helped get things back on track.
This press conference was delayed by nearly 12 hours as Kerry continued deep into a second day of shuttling between the candidates, the UN, and President Karzai. Kerry served as Washington's troubleshooter here before, and he has deep relationships with the candidates and Karzai. Finally, Kerry took the podium, flanked by Abdullah, Ghani, and UN Special Representative Jan Kubisch. Kerry announced the deal.
Both candidates have committed to participate in and abide by the results of the largest, most comprehensive possible audit.
He says that all 8 million votes cast will be audited to address claims of fraud.
This is the strongest possible signal by both candidates of a desire to restore legitimacy to the process and to Afghan democracy.
The review will take place in Kabul, and NATO will transport all the ballot boxes from around the country. The UN and other international observers will supervise the audit that will be conducted by Afghanistan's electoral commissions.
The candidates' campaigns will each provide joint oversight of the audit.
We, the two candidates, categorically abide by the findings.
Ghani says the two candidates have agreed to the most thorough audit in the history of any election. Abdullah says that the candidates forged an additional agreement.
We also have a framework of national unity government once the ballot papers are cleaned.
Abdullah and Ghani say that whoever is declared the winner will immediately form a broad and inclusive government, though they provided no details on how power would be divided. The audit will take weeks to complete, and President Karzai has agreed to push back the inauguration ceremony originally scheduled for August 2nd. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.